91X News.
It's 17 degrees and cloudy at 3 o'clock. I'm Taylor Rankema with 91X News. Finance Minister Jim Flaherty says budget cuts to be outlined tomorrow will be directed at the bureaucracy, not services to people. He characterized his austerity program as modest compared to the Liberals' deficit-slaying budget of the mid-1990s. He said it will be directed at the back office, suggesting the austerity package will be most felt by the public service in terms of job reductions. Conservative sources have told the Canadian press that cuts would build up to $7 billion in annual savings by 2014. Testimony about happenings in the area of Mount Forest are expected today at the London trial of a man accused of killing 8-year-old Victoria Stafford. The Woodstock girl's remains were found partially clothed in a field near Mount Forest more than 100 days after she went missing on April 8th of 2009. Yesterday, Michael Rafferty's trial heard evidence and saw surveillance footage of Rafferty and then-girlfriend Terry Lynn McClintock after they allegedly abducted her. Rafferty has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, sexual assault causing bodily harm, and kidnapping. The U.S. has cut off food assistance to North Korea. This comes less than a month after the two countries agreed to a missile moratorium, which Washington says was violated after the announcement of a rocket launch scheduled for next month. State Department spokesperson Victoria Nuland says the decision amounts to a lack of trust.
We don't link food with the nuclear issue, but we do have to have confidence in the commitments that the government is making to us.
North Korea says the rocket will be launched in mid-April to mark the centennial of the nation's founder and to put an observation satellite into space. The United States and South Korea view the launch as a cover for testing long-range missile technology. Immigration Minister Jason Kenney is proposing rule changes that would assess and verify the education credentials of some immigrants before they even arrive in Canada. The new requirement would mean that applicants seeking to come in under the Federal Skilled Workers Program would have a sense before they arrive of whether they'll be able to get work in their field. The question of how to assess foreign schooling and training has long been an issue in the immigration policy. Kenney says the early examination of credentials will give skilled workers a comparison with Canadian standards and an understanding of how Canadian employers will judge their education and training. It'll also help weed out people whose credentials aren't quite up to par. And cash-strapped students should head north. It was literally raining money and candy in northeastern Ontario today. Magnets are being used to pick up millions of dollars in coins that were scattered across a highway. $3 to $5 million worth of loonies and toonies, along with a huge shipment of candy, came from a Brinks tractor trailer that crashed early this morning, seriously injuring the two men inside the truck. Police say both men have been taken to hospital with life-threatening injuries. The crash happened at 4 a.m. on Highway 11 north of Kirkland Lake. The OPP say the crash also caused a number of chain reaction collisions, but the injuries are minor. That's 91X News to 303. Here's Dan Canatero with sports.
Good afternoon, I'm Dan Canatero of 91X Sports. Leafs coach Randy Carlyle is embarrassed to be missing the playoffs for the seventh straight season. The new coach spoke to reporters one day after the team was officially eliminated from postseason contention in the Eastern Conference. Toronto sat sixth in the Eastern Conference before going 5-16-3 on a stretch since February 6th. The Leafs have dropped 10 games in a row at the ACC. Philly will be the next team on the schedule for the Leafs, but don't be surprised if the sport of golf is on their mind going in. Canada beats Norway 4-1 at Sledge Hockey Worlds. They faced the U.S. in the semifinal. Canada rebounded after giving up an early goal in a 4-1 win over Norway at the IPC Sledge Hockey World Championship today. The Canadians will take on U.S. in one of the Thursday semifinals. Busy night in the association as 10 games will be thrown upon us, including Ed Davis and the Toronto Raptors hosting JaVale McGee and the Nuggets. Other notable action on the hardwood, Minnesota beast Kevin Love brings his T-Wolves into Charlotte to get it on with the league's worst Bobcats. Love currently leads the league in double-doubles this season. Also, Tony Parker and the Spurs put their modest 5-game win streak on the line as they travel to California to entertain Sacramento. News in the Major League Baseball today involves former NBA icon and Los Angeles Lakers great Magic Johnson as he's taking his charisma from hardwood to the diamond. LA Dodgers owner Frank McCourt says he's reached an agreement to sell the bankrupt team to Magic and former baseball executive Stan Kasten. They spent upwards of $2 billion on one of the most storied franchises in MLB history. That's sports. Here's Taylor Rankema of 91X Weather.
Looking at the forecast today, increasing cloudiness this afternoon with the wind gusting up to 50 kilometers per hour and a high of 17. Tonight, cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and a low of +3. For tomorrow, clearing late in the morning and a high of 8. And for Friday, a mix of sun and cloud with a high of +5. It's 17 degrees at 3:06. I'm Taylor Rankema with Dan Canatero. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4 o'clock.